Welcome to the Rock Life Podcast. How are you all doing today? Welcome. My name is Antonio. And as you may or may not see, depending if you're watching or listening, which I'm curious if you're listeners or watchers, but I'm on a different side today because we have a special guest, Mr. Aaron Espinosa.
Hello.
Hello, Aaron. On. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
All right. You've been on a few times.
Twice, I think.
Yeah. So this is your third time. Oh, yeah. Magic number three. Awesome.
That's it.
Although we don't believe in magic.
We do not.
Or that the number three is magical.
It's a holy number. It's a
disclaimer,
trinity.
Disclaimer, but it is a holy number.
Yeah.
And so, again, we're glad that you are here for the very third time.
Glad to be like on. That. Yeah, that's good.
We are obviously approaching Christmas. And so I have a question for you, Aaron.
Sure.
And that are, what are some of maybe your Christmas traditions? I know people are dying to hear what our Christmas traditions are.
Oh,
I guess I will say this on the top. I want you guys to stay tuned. We are going to go through some of this fun stuff. But today we're going to be discussing a very fun and important topic, I think, because while we can get caught up in the busyness of Christmas, like always, it's very important for us to manage and navigate through getting caught up in, you know, the atmosphere of Christmas, the spirit of Christmas, and wanting to take it all in for what it is, but not losing the sight of the reason for the season. I know we have songs about it and we talk about it.
Yeah.
But I think there are some very practical and real steps that we can incorporate into our lives that will help us not get so overwhelmed by even just the thought of all the checklist things that we have to do for Christmas.
It's a busy season. There's so much happening.
And actually keep Jesus.
Yeah, I'm looking here at your cup, and my family, if you can't see, it's a car with the Christmas tree on top. And so I think some of those things that indicate, at least for my family, when it's Christmas season is when we go get the Christmas tree, that kind of commences like, all right.
Oh,
like
you guys do a live tree.
We do a live tree, yeah.
Oh, man, one of these days I'm going to do it. It's been a long time.
Something about the smell, just filling the house, and it sets you into this position of like, oh wow, it's Christmas. So yeah, we just got our Christmas tree this past weekend. So
waited kind of long.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's a lot happening. So but we
our
have our
weather
tree,
really makes it hard.
80 degrees right now in Southern California, 1 week before Christmas.
Yeah.
But the good news is that we got rain coming for Christmas,
actually on Christmas day.
On
so
Christmas,
you know what that made, I started looking at all the different cities because I'm like, someone's gonna get a white Christmas.
Yeah, Crestline, Lake Arrowhead, Big Bear.
Someone's local getting regions. A white Christmas. We'll be praying for white Christmas. Amen. For somebody.
Someone, yeah. All the kids on their school break are going to go do sledding, probably.
Dreaming of... Never mind. We'll do
that. But yeah, that's one of the things. Christmas trees, definitely. So usually the weekend after your Thanksgiving, we start doing Christmas lights, setting that stuff up. And then after that, I think it just takes intentionality to be very present in the season that is Christmas. We just went to go see Christmas lights. I feel like that's a family tradition. Just go get in a car and go different places. This year we got a new place. That was really fun.
Yeah.
They had a live nativity scene.
Oh,
which
awesome.
Which was so cool. Yeah, there was animals and goats. And I thought about it. I was like, wow, like something about the presence of Jesus, that the scene of that moment all those years ago still attracts people. And it was a live Christmas scene setting, but it had tons of crowds of people just watching.
That's
now, maybe
awesome.
Primarily for the goats. I don't know.
Yeah, no,
but
that's awesome.
But something about baby Jesus in that moment just takes people in. So that just happened. And then, food traditions. More recently, we've been doing like tamales or tamales, as some would say.
Yeah.
So that's always a good indicator of the season. And then, that's a few. But yeah, so you don't do a live tree. What does your Christmas look like usually?
So Thanksgiving weekend, we try to bring in, actually, for Thanksgiving, we've been hosting, and so we try to have the tree there for Thanksgiving. And then that weekend, we're usually putting up the outside lights, and then that kicks off the inside decor.
Right.
We've been a little bit behind it this year. Again, I honestly think, I was trying to think about why it felt so delayed, and I think the weather really does contribute.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel like Christmas when you're wearing shorts. Like, nothing about it screams...
People are wearing sandals right
cuddle
now.
Cuddle and Christmas time and all that. Like, I haven't even watched a lot of Christmas movies.
Yeah.
I got to get on it. I got to get on it.
Now's the time. There's still time. Actually, this morning I was taking my sister to school, and she's during finals week. She's in high school, so many finals. I'm sure a lot of kids watching are your kids that are in school. So many finals. But she said, me and my friends, we didn't even realize it was Christmas until the teacher said, are you ready for Christmas break? Because it's like next week or the end of this week it begins. So she was like, I didn't realize it was Christmas. And I was like, I told her, I said, we got to put Christmas music on. Because I had worship music playing in the morning and our commute to school. But so I just put the radio on and I started playing Christmas music. And something about all of a sudden Silent Night came on, like the old school one. I was like, something about just positioning yourself to hear the hems and maladies of the season that like put you in a place to be like, wow, this is really happening.
Yeah.
It is Christmas, even though life is busy. And there's a lot of rushing happening, a lot of things to do on the to-do list and shopping and wrapping and meetings and congregating with friends and families and house-to-house parties. But wow, what a joy that we get this moment to pause, to reflect, to say, well, thank you, Jesus, that all those years ago you came, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And this is a time where the whole world, a lot of the world, millions and billions of people are participating. It's not just an American thing, or it's not just a Middle East thing. It is the world celebrating the birth of Jesus. So yeah, it's fun, but that's that. And I think there's many things in life that we can be distracted and we can easily not realize that, you know, what God's doing right in front of us. And so maybe you can speak to some things as to like, you know, what are the common things that people might struggle with where it's like, well, like I didn't even realize this is happening, or how have you seen yourself through life kind of make intentionality to pause and to reflect and be present?
Yeah, no, I that's a good question. Cause I think if we're not careful in the spirit of Christmas, and I use the word spirit loosely, don't at me, right? Don't email us, but in, you know, in the sense of we get caught up with Christmas season and the time of all Christmas means and the Christmas parties and all, again, the decorations, which is fun, great traditions.
Yeah.
That if we're not careful, just like any time, again, I don't, if someone's listening to this in March, right? Or in September of next year, I think the takeaway for all of us is regardless of a season of life that we're in, as full and busy as it can get, how do we kind of do what you're saying and set aside our hearts to make sure that we're posturing it before God to take it in? Because Jesus, again, is the reason for the season. Amen. It's cliche, it rhymes, and but that's a good reminder, you know, and I think it's really cool. And sometimes it is the switch. You know, for me, I like the Christmas classics. So sometimes my Christmas music playlist is kind of just more of the American Christmas classics, right? From the Christmas song to chestnuts roasting on an open. You'll know why I'm not on the worship team. But
he is. His mic.
But I do need to. That's what it is. I need some adverb here. Please give me on some auto-tune. And maybe it's just switching it over. And maybe, you know, on the playlist is Christian Christmas music or Jesus Christmas music, which there's so many, again, from Silent Night. And it turns now what is still very seasonal into a time of worship and refocuses and recenters.
Yeah.
And even, you know, I have young children. We're a young family. And so where we can get in the hoopla of gifts and what this means. And, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited for Christmas Day because it means this, this, and that. And I think when I take the time to explain it, I have to now believe it myself, right? So, hey, this is what this is going to look like. And this is why we're getting excited. And, hey, I don't want them, you know, I'm not shaming gifts because Jesus is a giver of gifts. But I know that it would be very important for us to really wrap our minds around what that would look like. So I have to explain. Hey, it's great to receive, but it's even better to give. And and so if that looks like, hey, this is what we're going to give your mom, this is what we're going to give your siblings and get them excited. I know a core memory for me was when I was younger, my parents would give us a budget that we got to go spend to buy for our fellow siblings.
Yeah.
Right. So we all got X amount of dollars to go. It's probably like $5 or $6 with inflation. This used to be like $100, guys.
That was great. I'm not that man.
You know, we'd get a handful of dollars and some time to go in this store. And what that did was centered our heart off of just us.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it too. Cause even during the season, there's a lot of people like Salvation Army. You have the bell ringers that are there to just receive the generosity of people that just go into stores. But it does put you in this place where it's like, wow, like we get to make a difference right now. I know like a lot of companies and businesses, they do a thing called Adopt a Family where it's anonymous and they'll just go bless a family.
Yeah.
No strings attached. And I know even our church, I mean, that's what we're called to do as a local body. But this past week we went into the streets and they're just something that gets a hold of you when you get out of your normal routine and you take intentional steps to say, you know what, I'm going to go find someone to bless them, to bring them hope, to bring them light, to bring them joy. And actually this weekend we were in so many different places, convalescing and homeless and apartment complexes within our region and our city. But some of these way these people live, like even the homeless, they're just, they're tough in it. And it's hard and life is difficult for them. And but it's like, well, like, you know, I think about it's maybe I had to quote me here. It's maybe it's Acts 3. where there's like the layman is at the gate called Beautiful. Mm. Correct me, but he says, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Yeah.
And there was this exchange where this guy was begging for money, but what they brought the hope of Jesus mm-hmm. to this man that was so much better
yeah.
than anything that we could give. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the beautiful thing about the season is that as we do give very physical, practical gifts,
yeah.
at the same time, when there's a heart behind it to say, I just want to bless you. Yeah. I just want to take time to be intentional and say, I love you, and here's a gift, and I'm thinking about you. Yeah. And that does wonders for people. It's the simple things, but yeah. it changes hearts.
I think that's key because yeah. you're right. That brings... Because what this time can do is just remind us of everything we can't give, mm-hmm. right? Maybe depending on the situation you're in or, you know, whether it, even if you have whether you have a lot of resource or not enough.
Yeah.
You can think of, well, maybe I can give a gift, but I'm not going to be able to make it to that meal. Or so, again, we can get overwhelmed with everything that we can't do. But yeah. like that story is perfect to what can I do?
Yep.
I can bring hope by bringing Jesus.
Yeah.
So, again, if we're talking about some practical things that we can do to intentionally focus our hearts and really pull all the Jesus out of the season.
Yep, yep. That's
right.
It.
So we're not getting again. It's great to get involved in the traditions, but what can we do to make sure that we are still putting Jesus at the center? So we're gonna switch over that Christmas playlist to a worship Christmas playlist, and mm-hmm. we're gonna explain. I would say reading the gospel accounts of the original Christmas story,
yes,
not
yes.
the fables that we have now, but the real Christmas story, Jesus' birth, mm-hmm. what that looks like. You read it in the different gospels. I think it's three of the gospels. Pop quiz. Mm. Extra credit to anyone that knows what gospel doesn't have the birth story. I don't know right now off the top of my head. I think it's John. Do you know?
Interesting. I know.
Pop quiz. Extra credit right in the comments.
Yeah, right in the comments.
I know Luke is one of the sure prolific Luke, yeah. ones. It gives you a full picture.
Matthew, I believe.
But anyway, so John. Going through the gospel stories, that will set your heart. That mm-hmm. will get everybody. Explaining that to your families, explaining that to the people you love. And then giving what you can, identifying the things that you can give.
Yep.
Maybe it's not silver and gold.
Right.
But we all have and can share the hope, the love of Jesus. And we can do that in many different ways. Sometimes that is with physical gifts. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that is I can pray with you. And just having that joy and love in us so yeah. that we can share that with others, which really the holidays can be difficult for some people.
It can be. Yeah.
It can be difficult reminders of what you have lost, what you mm-hmm. don't have. And so that's why we have to stir up ourselves to find joy that we can share.
Yeah.
And then that's where, as believers too, one more thing to be mindful of, that people might be a little bit grumpier. They might be, it's because right. they're in a rough season. So they all the more reason why they need us to share the joy, because they need to lend that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. And the Bible tells us to share one another's burdens.
Yes.
So if you know someone that's going through mourning, going through loss, I know not to put your business out there, but you had, your grandma passed away.
Week.
And so there's, right. man, in this season, and that's going to be a reminder now from now on. I know I lost my grandpa 10 years ago. This year is the day after Thanksgiving. So every Thanksgiving, we're just, it's like, okay, it marks that time. So there's that moment of pause and sometimes it can stir into grief.
Right.
So what does that look like?
Yeah. And that's great. You mentioned that. Yeah. My grandma passed just last week, and you know, right before Christmas, like 2 weeks before Christmas, it's a lot to process and to plan for arrangements and funeral services mm-hmm. and in the middle of everything else that's happening, right? Like life doesn't stop. But even this past week, I was just thinking about it, and I was like, well, like it's really the grace of God that carries us through tough times mm-hmm. even. And even it could be easy for us and for me to be able to think, all right, she just passed. God, what happened? This and that. But at the same time, it's like, well, like, thank you, Jesus, that all these years we had with her. But then it's a little things. My grandma loved Christmas lights. So when I look at Christmas lights, I don't get sad.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, like, well, like, this is so beautiful that this is what grandma loved. And here's a memory
mm-hmm.
that even though she just passed, but yet she loved Christmas lights. And I'm going to embrace the season and head into it with joy, not sadness. And of mm-hmm. course, there's times where you think and there's reflection and there is sadness in moments, but it's like, well, like she was a believer. She's with Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's the hope of what our whole faith is contingent on, is that mm-hmm. Jesus came.
Yeah.
And it's the Advent, right? He came, but then he's coming again.
Yeah.
And that's the fulfillment. It was like this whole thing is really wrapped up in a beautiful display, because it's the Hebrews 13:8. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, but he was the one who was, who is, and who is yet to come. And that's our future hope. And so really, I don't know if there's a way to lose when you fixate your mind on Jesus, on the things above, you know, fixing your thoughts on what is pure and holy and righteous and just and admirable. These are the things that position our hearts to receive all that God wants to do in the season. And I think it's an open door. Like, there's times where Easter comes around in the year, and it's like, well, this is open door to everybody. Mm-hmm. It's not about bunnies, it's about Jesus. But the same thing with Christmas, it's not about Santa Claus or snowmen, it's about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so I just really like to optimize the moment that we're in, because, you know, it's everywhere. And so, yeah, put that Christmas music on it. Mm-hmm. Get your heart in a position and a posture to be thankful for all he's done. So that's some things there. But yeah, the Lord's so good, and he's near to the brokenhearted. He binds up their wounds. And yeah, what's some of your favorite things that, or maybe I should word it this way. When did it hit you growing up, or even as an adult, where it was like, wow, like Jesus really came, the God man became flesh and dwelt among us? Because I think sometimes people don't have an understanding of that magnitude, but then when it hits them, something shifts in them. And I think that's the way we receive the fullness of the season, is when we begin to get a reality, not just the storybooks. Of course, we hear about it, but when was it for your life where it was like, wow, like this really happened and this is how it's affecting me now?
Yeah, that's great. You know, I don't know that I can pinpoint specifically when it hit me.
Yeah.
But it, I like that it consistently does though.
That's so good. Yeah.
When it'll, cause it will hit me like, oh, Jesus was a baby. Mm. Because then you think, oh, there's baby Jesus, and then there's Jesus who walked around healing people,
right,
and then Jesus that died. But it was one person. And then so when I do read this story, like, oh, baby Jesus, there was always the intention.
Yeah.
Right? There was, oh, it was always the motion, or I'm sorry, the plan was set in motion when he came.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it beautiful. So, because there's nothing necessarily spectacular about a baby being born other than birth is a crazy miracle.
It is, yeah.
But Jesus had poopy diapers and woke up in the middle of the night and all the things that a baby does.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think like, oh, the miracle had been set in motion.
Mm.
And because he was born, we get to now experience everything that we do in the fullness that he is. So to answer the question, I think, man, the miracle that is Jesus, the miracle that is the center of our faith.
Yeah.
Wow. That, when I remind myself of that, it just hits me afresh every time. I can get emotional. I can get celebratory. All the different emotions can come up because you're excited.
Yeah.
You're like this, the birth of baby Jesus, which is why, like you're saying, a live nativity goes, wow, why are we celebrating this birth? Well, we celebrate all births because of the miracle of having life, a baby.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, this Jesus turned into our Savior, and all the prophecies. Then it just becomes so, you get so intrigued by it. Like there
it
was
all,
how many hundreds of years before did we know about this coming Messiah? And wow, it just is the miracle of Jesus, from the miracle of birth to the miracle of that he sustained into life to the miracle of his whole story. And so we live in a Christmas story really year round.
We do.
Right. So the Christmas story is something that impacts us all the time.
Yeah.
And that's what makes Christmas special, but also what makes it such a miracle and so beautiful.
I agree. Yeah. So I think it's just time to really take it in, enjoy it. And then, I would say for those of you listening or watching, to just be intentional this time of year, you know, as you get gifts, and I know there's inflation, all these things where the pressure and stressors are on you, but maybe just a simple thing, just sitting with family, going, opening the book of Luke or whatever book is, you know, that has the gospels, don't go to the one that doesn't, because, or the one that, one of the gospels that doesn't have the Christmas story. But I think it's those little things. Actually, our church here, San Bernardino, California Rock Church, World Outreach Center, we have this Christmas production that we just kicked off for our Girls Night Out that kicks off and commences the Christmas season. But the whole production is really based upon taking the perspective of like, this is what how the world celebrates it, right? There's Santa Claus and there's Grinch and there's elves and there's all these things that are historically celebrated during this time. But it's like, okay, this is where we get to shift our perspective. And I would encourage you, if you're local, come out Christmas weekend, which is this weekend, December 21st or 20th and 21st, somewhere in there, Saturday, Sunday. We have Christmas Eve services. And then, but even if you're watching beyond Christmas, it's always a good time to be connected to the house of God, to be reminded of what Jesus has done, and to really receive the gift. And I think that's the beautiful thing.
That's great.
We always say with salvation, right? It's like, it's a gift. You just got to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And actually this weekend, I'll shout out one of our pastors, but Pastor Michelle and Mario were in the streets this weekend sharing the gospel with all these kids from apartment complexes in the streets of San Bernardino. And the way that it was portrayed and explained, it's a gift, right? And we hear these things, you know, throughout time and different things, but there's something about seeing a gift in someone's hand and saying, all you got to do is receive it.
Yeah.
And then the kids are like, they want to receive it. And the same thing with our lives. It's like, well, like we're the children of God, that as we receive him, we become the children of God. But then it's like, well, like this gift isn't just a thing to recognize in December, but this is a gift to get a hold of for our whole lives.
So good.
Wrapped in this baby that became a man. He who knew no sin became sin, right? So we could become right, the righteousness of of God in Christ Jesus. And it's like, this is everything that God designed for us. Why not receive it? And I think, last thing here, I think one of the things that's beautiful is that we can easily approach this in a religious way, where it's like, I think sometimes in churches, like, oh, I don't want to go to church, you know, maybe that Sunday because they're playing Christmas music on Sunday morning, kind of can feel obligatory, where it's like, all right, they have to because it's the season.
Yeah.
But there's something about saying, you know what? No, Lord, I want to receive the gift of life. And Jesus said, or John says, the Gospel of John says about Jesus, that he is the light in the life of all mankind. And it's like, this is the time to receive the light, to receive the life, to be able to participate and partake in the wonder of being called children of God. And as much as parents love giving gifts for their children, as much as we love giving gifts for our friends and family, well, there's a Father in heaven who loves his children and who gave us the gift of his only son that we can have a relationship with him. And that is like the incredible wonder of the season that we're in. So that's that. But any other thoughts, Pastor Antonio, before we wrap this up?
I think it's great. You're right. You know, get connected to God's house, be around people, love Jesus, write thank you notes.
Yeah.
Just take it all in. And I know, again, don't let the season overwhelm you. Even if you miss something, even if you like, man, perfectionism is not, that's not where it's at.
No.
But really, so we love you guys. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, of course.
For your time and being on here with us. We love you. God bless you guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Like, comment, share, subscribe. We'll see you next time. Talk to you soon.